Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Job.
You can stand me up.
Perfect music bringing us back for our discussion about the presidential candidates. They're not backing down, are they, Catherine?
Backing down, no.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Catherine Computer is our guest. Catherine with a CK. Computer with a K. I need your website, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com. selfbrand.com.
And they can find all your books there and all the things that you
all
do there.
All my books.
All the things she does to help people with their branding message. I encourage you to check her out. You already know how smart she is. So, Catherine, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the candidates. They're not backing down. They're going for it. They're going for the gold. We talked about the Republicans. We spent more time on them because there are more of them.
Right.
And now we've got basically, really, there's only two candidates on the Democrats.
Well, there's only
side.
Two, and I think one is...
I mean, there's a couple more, but they're not really even candidate. We didn't talk about the undercard of the Republicans. So it's basically Bernie and Hillary, right?
That's right. And Hillary's gotten very lucky lately, you know, because you have a vice president that decided not to run, and
Yep. You
also had Bernie Sanders saying, "What's everybody talking about this server?"
Yeah.
Doesn't count. So he helped her a lot because it kind of disappeared. And that was a big thing the media was covering, which is really, can you trust Hillary because, you know, she had the secret server and, you know, no other secretary.
She lied about Benghazi.
She lied about Benghazi, et cetera, which she admitted. So, but she has, you know, she's through the worst. And I think that a lot of those issues are, you know, becoming not as important. And I think people are starting to see Bernie Sanders.
What everything you just described, Catherine, is essentially the anointing of Hillary.
Right.
I mean, all those things is the anointing. The week that she was on the Hill and admitting that she lied about Benghazi and she had some other issues, that was the week that the press said she had a good week. That was part of the anointing.
I think she handled the Benghazi. It was a very long grilling that she had. She kept her cool. Remember when she was on the stage there?
But her demeanor and the content of her demeanor, in my opinion, are two things. But here's the point I wanted to get to.
Okay.
Is it possible that her brand, which is heavy now on anointing, if that's the kind of thing that might backfire on her in the election?
Well, of course, that's what backfired with her before, this whole inevitability issue.
She had it in 08, didn't she?
That's right. She had to wait because people don't like somebody that feels that it's a family heritage or she's being anointed. We don't like that as Americans. And so she's going to downplay that. And as you know, her campaign slogan is she's the champion of everyday Americans. So she's trying to keep the focus on income disparity and not this thing of she's the most qualified, she should get it, you know. So she's really trying to focus on the issues, and, hey, I understand the everyday American.
I wonder if this is the year that Americans, regardless of their stripe, regardless of their, and I'm talking about the people in the middle who are going to make, you know, the people on the right are never going to vote for Hillary, people on the left are never going to vote for a Republican, but the people in the middle, the 60% in the middle, I wonder if this isn't the year when they're going to say, we want something authentic this year. And Hillary is not authentic. Bernie Sanders is authentic.
Right.
Whether you agree with his politics or not, he's completely authentic.
Yeah, look how popular he is with college kids. You know, Bernie Sanders is the number one choice of college kids, and, you know, his whole thing is feel the burn, so he's building it on his personality. But I think in the final analysis, he's too far to the left to really be elected, and so with the general population.
But my point is, if as Hillary runs to the left to compete with Bernie, because she has to do... If America is saying we want more of an authentic brand, and when Hillary becomes the nominee and she turns around and becomes herself more, which she was in 08, and it didn't work. And then you on the other side of the aisle, you've got Republicans who are not politicians. I just wonder, that's an interesting dynamic coming up, isn't it?
Well, it is an interesting dynamic, but she's also trying to get help. Like, reportedly, she's working with Steven Spielberg on how to come across as more likable. She went on Saturday Night Live. So she's doing things. She's, you know, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. She's doing these things that she's trying to show
God bless
a fun
her for trying.
Side of herself.
God bless her for trying. I don't think she can put it off. I mean, she's 68.
No, she could. She's got a whole year to do it. And I'm telling you, you get in front of the TV and you do a new brand.
It'll
long
be interesting.
Enough.
And never underestimate the power of the press to help you out with that too. By the way,
or Hollywood film.
Catherine, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon, Catherine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.